All right, Dr. Ian Smith is the host of TV's The Doctors. He has a new book out called Fast Burn, The Power of Negative Energy Balance, and to talk about that. And, you know, everything that's happening in our world today, vaccines and more, is Dr. Ian. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. Good to talk to you.
Well, I was going to say, since we last spoke, I mean, really, things have been so different just in the last 30 days. Our world has really burst back open. How do you feel about that? Like, what are you telling folks what to do these days? Because right now it feels like there was a hard end. And I'm not quite sure that's the case.
Well, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited and happy that we're able to resume some of our normalcy. Obviously, not exactly the way it was before. So that excites me. I'm also a cautious person. So I'm a little worried that, you know, there have been people throughout the pandemic that have not been responsible. And they've been very selfish. And so, you know, I'm concerned that those people who have been that way are not getting vaccinated. They're not practicing, you know, social distancing or wearing masks when they should. You know, because when you remove a mask mandate and you say, if you are vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask. If you are not vaccinated, wear a mask. Well, you know, I think that's a very tricky situation because, you know, given the pressure there is to get vaccinated for obvious good scientific reasons, nobody wants to, you know, be held out. And so people who are not vaccinated are very tempted to take their mask off just so they don't stand out. And so I just think it's a really tricky situation. We got the Delta variant out of India that's becoming spreading very wildly here. It's a more contagious strain. It's more virulent, more deadly. So, you know, we just have to be careful. We're not out of it yet. And I don't want people to celebrate prematurely. That's, I guess, my biggest concern is the premature celebration and total relaxation. People should still be on guard. Let's get through the summer. The numbers have gone, obviously, in the great direction. Let's see another 2 months of that, and then we are pretty much near, you know, the home stretch. But we're not there yet. Until we get more people vaccinated so that these variants stop, you know, developing, we have to be cautious.
You talked about on The Doctors not long ago about building up your immunity from any other COVID strains and four key factors that you talk about, which are really important in daily life. Forget COVID, but I mean, especially now, as we get through the summer and into the fall, four key factors are sleep, vitamins, intermittent fasting, and exercise.
Yeah, all four are very helpful. And what people have to understand about our immune systems is that there's no one magic potion to boost your immune system. The immune system is a complicated, very complicated system in our body to help us fight disease and help us stay well. And it's just so complicated. And so there are different things that have positive impact and things that have negative impact on the immune system. And all we can try to do is put as many of those positive things in line, hoping that it will be enough, to give the immune system some type of boost. But for sure, people who are stressed out, not sleeping enough, not eating well, not nourished with the proper amount of vitamins and minerals, things like zinc, people are going to be susceptible to illnesses because their immune system is going to be compromised.
We are talking to Dr. Ian Smith, and there's more when we return on 720 WGN. It's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. We're talking to Dr. Ian Smith from TV's The Doctors. He's got a new book out called Fast Burn. Now, we talked about this. I lost weight during the pandemic, and I always, when I tell people that, they almost seem like they got pissed at me because they gain weight, you know, and I know that was, you know, it's a pandemic, it's a COVID-15. Maybe now's the time to take a look at reducing some of those pounds that you gained over the last 15 months.
Listen, obviously following a structured plan, whether it's my book, which is Fast Burn, 9 weeks, each week is different. The average weight loss is 15 to 17 pounds in 9 weeks. Whether it's my plan or someone else's plan that's proven, obviously following a structured plan is typically the best way to go. But before you even do that, for those who don't want to follow a structured plan, two things you can do right away. Move more. It doesn't mean exercise necessarily. Just move. Walking, riding bicycles, forms of exercise. But if you ride along the lake or in the park or walk after dinner, just getting your body to move more. And then the combination of trying to eat better, not perfectly, but, you know, eat less fried foods, eat less white foods, eat few foods that have 7 ingredients or less so that you have less processed ingredients. Stay away from soda. Eat more whole grains, more vegetables. These are basic things that the average person, if they just made some of those changes, they're going to start losing weight right away. Obviously, with a more structured program, the weight loss will probably be greater and more consistent. But even forget the plans, just making those lifestyle changes in your life can make a big difference.
You know, Dick Van Dyke wrote a book some years ago, and I interviewed him. It was called Keep Moving, and the man's going to be 96 years old. And of course, you know, he's been very active in his movie and TV career all of his life. But he said, look, I get up and go to the gym before anybody else does. I don't do anything crazy. And I just make sure I am busy and walking and just doing things, maybe some small exercises with my arms. But he goes, you know, even just getting up and making dinner and making breakfast, you know, this is what's keeping me going.
Yeah, you know, there's so much to be said about how we age gracefully and how we age advantageously so that we can maintain a certain quality of life. I mean, look at dogs, for example. You know, this weekend I was at my cousin's house, and she has a big dog, and he's 10. He's slowing down. He's very cautious going up and down steps. And, you know, he's just not moving a lot. Well, the weight, obviously, over these years finally caught up with him and his joints. But you look at my dog, which is a much smaller dog, and he's jumping up and down steps just like he's a puppy, mm-hmm. and he's 9 years old. And you look at that comparison, and it's us, basically.
Yeah.
You know, people who are moving better, who aren't fighting weight issues, who aren't putting so much pressure on their joints, they age better. They keep moving. They're well-oiled machines. And I think that it behooves all of us to realize that we have to be even more cognizant. As we age and the body slows down, the body wants to slow down, by the way. The body wants to rest and sit on the couch. You got to say, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to keep moving. You may not, you know, walk as much as you did when you were 20 and 30, but you're going to keep moving so the body doesn't lose the feel, the rhythm of movement. And that's very critical.
Share again what negative energy balance is all about.
Yeah, the subtitle of the book is, the title is Fast Burn, but the subtitle is The Power of Negative Energy Balance. You know, it's all about energy when it comes to weight gain or weight loss, and food is energy. And that energy in food is measured by what we call calories. And so if you consume more calories, thus energy, if you consume more energy than you actually burn off, you're in a positive energy state. Well, Newton says that energy can neither be created or destroyed. So the energy that you have that's extra has to go somewhere. And where does it go? It goes into your fat stores. Fat is a storage form of energy. That's why bears, before hibernation, they gorge on food and fatten up because they're not going to be eating a lot during the winter, and so they're going to eat off of their fat. They're going to break that fat down and use it for energy. Well, humans the same way. So when you're in a positive energy state, too much energy, increase your fat cell size. When you are in a negative energy state, just the opposite, a negative energy state says you are not getting all the energy that your body needs from the food, and therefore your body is going to go into your fat stores and break that down and use that for energy, and that is how you lose weight and also shrink your fat, particularly in those stubborn areas like around your midsection. So in Fast Burn, I tip your body through the meal plan, I tip your body into a negative energy balance.
You talk about in 9 weeks that the average weight loss was 15 to 17 pounds. I'm going to tell you, just from personal experience, you know, I might not be in 100% perfect shape, but getting that weight off, and I wasn't a big guy to begin with. I mean, we've been in studio together. I wasn't a big guy, I hit it well. But I just knew that it was just extra that I didn't need. And I'm just telling you, it just makes a big difference how you feel every single day.
You know, so many people have so many different reasons for weight loss. Often it's aesthetic. They want to look better and, you know, they want to be more attractive to someone else or whatever it is. But I got to tell you, there's something about feeling better, right? It's great to look better, but to also feel better, to feel lighter, to feel more energetic. It just makes all the difference in the world. And I love it when people in my group, and I should say people who want to join my group on Facebook, it's called Fast Burn Challenge. And I'm in that group, 17,000 people who are doing the program together, and I do live sessions in the group. And if you're not on Facebook, my Instagram is at Dr. Ian Smith. Spell the doctor out, I-A-N Smith. But so many people post and talk about how their weight loss has changed the way they feel, the way they move, the way they think. Their skin is clearing up. And so, once again, I'm not against people losing weight because they want to look better and they want to look more attractive. But there's also something really to be said about how weight loss can impact how you actually feel.
And intermittent fasting, it means what?
So intermittent fasting means periods of eating and periods of fasting, intermittent fasting. You're not going to fast all the time. You know, you don't fast 24 hours. You eat all your meals and snacks within a period of time that you define. The book helps you define what you want to do. And then you do your fasting period where you're allowed to have beverages, as many as you want, as much as you want, as long as they don't total more than 50 calories. You can have that during your fast. And that's intermittent fasting in a simplified version. It's been shown to be very effective at weight loss. And it's anti-inflammatory, reduces inflammation. It's good for cognitive issues, good for asthma symptoms. So, you know, yes, weight loss and fat burn is great when it comes to intermittent fasting, but it also has all these other positive things that it can do for our body.
Well, and you talked about on the doctors too, this doesn't mean eating one meal a day, because that's not necessarily a healthy or safe way to lose weight either.
You know, here's the problem. The problem is that people who think that when they see the word fast, that is going to be starvation. Absolutely not. Fasting means that it's going to be a period of time where you're not going to be eating solid foods, but you're not going to be starving. And fast burn, you're going to eat plenty, all three meals and three snacks that you're accustomed to. We're just going to eat it in a certain period so that we're not eating it late at night, too early in the morning, and throughout the day. So that's all it is, but you are going to eat.
Sweets are a big part of this, too. So you've got a lot of recipes in this book. So you can still have a cocktail. You can still have some sweets. You're not doing it in mass form, but you're not going to suffer being on this diet. People think when they're going to be on this diet that they're going to torture themselves. It's really not that way with your book.
Yeah, no. I mean, listen, sweets, everyone's going to have sweets in their life. I'm not against sweets. It's the proportion, right? It's when you are consuming so much sugar, added sugars in particular, is the problem. But when you're, for some people, 30 to 40% of their calories are in sweets. That is really, really, really bad. And so, you're allowed to have sweets occasionally, but we try to keep it in moderation. And I think that that's the way to go. I don't believe in deprivation. I don't believe that you should, except for when it comes to soda. I don't believe in soda at all, by the way. But I think that, you know, when you say to people you can't have pizza, you can't have alcohol, you can't have pancakes, all those things are in my program because I think that when you allow people to have some of it, then it allows them to be satisfied with it, not want more than they need, and be more willing to try the healthier items on the menu.
I got a text from 773. How much coffee, tea, caffeine should you be having each day?
Well, coffee, you know, black is, you know, around five calories. You could have up to 50 calories in beverages, so you can have several cups of coffee. The problem is that people, you know, put creamers and sugar and, you know, all these, you know, chocolate, all these lattes and all this stuff that they add to the coffee, that's what builds the calories up. Coffee itself actually is a pretty healthy drink. It's just what we do to it to make it less healthy.
Gotcha. Now that we're coming out of the other side of just a wild year, we talked about eating healthier and exercising, but what about strengthening our mental core and all this? Because, you know, it's all taking a toll, I think, on everybody in some way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, here's the idea. The idea is that we've had a tough year, and everyone has suffered in some way or another. But I think that what we have to do is focus on ourselves. We have to make priorities. Look it up. Reshuffle our priority list, maybe, and see what's more important in life. Reduce our stress. Find activities that, you know, you're excited about, that interest you, that you can be engaged in. Be grateful. I think gratitude goes a long way for our emotional and mental core. You know, some people always think about what they don't have instead of focusing on what they do have. And I think that that is a perspective that we all need to keep in mind. And the last thing is that, you know, mental illness and mental health are extremely serious. People need to seek help. And don't be afraid to ask for help. There are a lot of resources out there, free resources also for support. And I think that, as I was telling my kids the other day, you know, when you need help, asking for help is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. It's a
Absolutely.
Sign of courage.
Right.
And I think that people should do that.
The new book is Fast Burn, Dr. Ian Smith from the Doctors. And for more, visit Dr. Ian Smith, and you can spell out DrIanSmith.com, Facebook, all over social media as well. What are the plans for the upcoming holiday weekend? Are you going to try to get away a little bit, or are you just going to enjoy the city?
You're going to enjoy the city. I'm writing. My next book comes out in October. My Chicago-based mystery series.
The novel, yeah.
Just got a Kirkish review. That's really great. The new book is going to be called Wolf Point.
Nice.
It comes out in October, so people are already pre-ordering it.
Yeah, that's great.
And what I love about the review is they say how much Chicago, how palpable Chicago is in the book, which is what this is our city. And I can't wait for people to read it. You're going to recognize some names and places.
Yeah.
It's fun for everybody, but for Chicagoans in particular, the series, the Ash Kane is my lead character. That series is fun because it's our city in prime time. And I just think people are going to enjoy it. The first book was called The Unspoken, which did really, really well. And then Wolf Point will be book two. In the
awesome.
Series.
Very good. Congrats on that. And enjoy your weekend, buddy.
Thanks, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for your time. All right, you too. All right. News is next here on 720 WGN.